Oh, fuck, dude.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hello, Michael?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Kevin here. How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
Just wanted to... What's that?
No, you're good. That's good. Because whenever I ask you how are you, you say you're surviving, but you're good now. That's good.
Yeah. I'm pecking away at being able to get back to my kids. So
your kids back.
I don't want to do any other sessions until I see what's been written, so I could kind of calculate on where to go from there. You know.
I understand. Yeah.
So, I understand that you're pretty busy. I don't want to like pressure you. You know, just we're gonna take our time with the book and get it right. You know.
As long as we're communicating, as long as we're making progress on your book, that's fine. So the thing is, I obviously was a little busy. I was doing some research as well on this shoot. So I'll be starting to give you your deliveries, your drafts, starting next week. I mean, not just giving you, we'll be going on to it together, okay? So we'll be, you know, finalizing, I mean, not finalizing, but we'll be seeing which chapters would come later. We still need to have a conversation over your love life. Remember, we actually spoke about it, that we're going to have another chapter that would include...
Yeah. When I see the book, mm-hmm. and I see what's been written in there, or what I have to fix, or what I don't have to fix, or and I can see where I'm going to go with the chapters after that. But when you make a painting, you got to plan on making it one way, and then after a while, it turns into something different. You know, I don't know
what is
going to come out of the soup that I'm making. You know.
Yep.
So I'll be
starting with the drafts starting next week. But before that, we still need to streamline and align how we are going to take things. So I am going. I still need to talk about your. Let's just shoot out pointers right now.
On July 8th. Oh, write this down. Write this down. Two things, so I don't forget them. I went to visit. What?
Just give me a minute. Let me just open my notepad.
I found out some really cool stuff. I don't want to forget this, so I'll just write it down to remind me.
Okay.
Because this book is a really going to be a good book. It's a process here because as I'm living, I'm still writing the book.
Mm-hmm.
Two things. I went to visit a guy named Jeremy Brown. He is the Green Beret. That he was the only one like me that identified that there were federal agents there that day immediately. So I went to visit him in jail, so I'm going to stand in court for him. Also, here's something I really didn't know. Remember I told you that spiritually, by my star alignment, I was born for January 6th. I was a Libra. The Mercury was in Scorpio was the important part.
You
on the minute I was born. Yeah, Mercury was in Scorpio, but I was born a Libra, but the minute Mercury was in Scorpio. Here's something it's funny how God works. You know the QAnon shaman?
Sorry?
The QAnon shaman, the guy that wearing the headdress
mm-hmm.
that was on the Senate floor, you've heard of him, right?
Yep.
Well, check this out. We were both in the Navy, and we were stationed on the same ship. And he was standing right next to me. Yeah.
What? How?
I just found this out.
How? How did you find it out?
I just researched it.
So you.
We weren't in at the same time, but we were on the. What?
You researched a God.
Yeah, I found out that he was in the Navy,
mm-hmm.
Many years after me, but. He was stationed on the same ship as me, and he was in about the same amount of time, 2 years.
Okay.
So it's funny how God works, because he is protesting his case, and it's going to be thrown out because of me. You see, if I didn't turn in the evidence that I gathered against the FBI,
mm-hmm.
his lawyer gave him the stiffest sentence out of everybody to make a political case out of him. And he's pretty much innocent. He didn't do anything there, but go in the building that they waved him in and make a prayer at the vice president's desk. He didn't really do anything wrong, but they gave him like 3.5 years for that. I spoke to his attorney, his attorney's secretary, and I gave her a long spiel of a story, and his attorney just wanted his money and didn't let him know that I called, and he got the stiffest sentence because of it. So that's a lawsuit that I'm going to help him with. He's going to get millions of dollars from that attorney. So it's just really funny. What?
Are you going to testify in court?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'll testify in court for him, no problem. Okay. And he's already written a couple of books. Maybe he would want to get in on this book. I think this is going to be a real opportunity for everybody that was there that day, I think, down the road.
Probably, yep.
We're going to be looked at as the heroes of America that showed up there.
I'm sure of it. Also, remember, we spoke that you are going to go, I guess it was 10th of July, you're going to go on a conference?
8th of July, I'm going to try and get some contacts with those people.
Yep. You're going
so
to
I'll keep you posted on that.
What
yeah, I'm gonna try and promote myself when I'm there. I'm gonna try and get the microphone and tell them who I am and about the prophet that said what I was gonna do and
How do you plan on doing
what?
How do you want to go about it?
I'm gonna try and talk to the people that inadvertently I save their necks, like you know Oliver Stone. I'm going to try and talk to him. I'm going to try and talk to General Flynn, people that are Clay Clark, any of those people that know of the prophecy of what I did, I'm going to meet them. And it's just really exciting, you know.
You'd have to drive out some strategy or something because otherwise you'd get a lot of flack from it.
What are you saying?
I said you're going to get a lot of flack if you come out too strong.
Maybe. Maybe not. I don't know. We'll see. I'm going to just promote myself and tell them what happened at the Capitol, that I'm in the prophecy, and then I'll let them start. I'll tell them I'm writing a book and offer it to anybody that all they got to do is
you
put their name on my book. What?
Yeah. Even though the story is perfect, it's really cool, it's really interesting, you still need a strategy to go about it because without the strategy, I mean, you would just come out too strong, honestly. I mean, you have to have a narrative about it, right? It's Michael fucking Fontana we are talking about, one who flew over the Capitol Hill, right? We need people to know that. So, I mean...
Yeah, I'm kind of funny, so maybe I'll do like a comedy act or something.
You can always add some humor. Humor always helps.
I'll do a, you know, One Flew Over Capitol Hill is a comedy. Like, and on the day of when I did that, I did a comedy act for the police to have it on camera that to prove that it was staged. So, I don't know. God will guide me in the right direction, I hope.
God has
she should.
Me, I understand, yeah. He has always been on your side, and he would still be on your side.
Just make a prayer, and the right words will come in my mouth.
Yeah.
But anyway, don't worry. I know you're real busy with a lot of things, so... That I'm just letting you know that's where I'm wanting to go from here is
to
see what you wrote and, you know, jot down that I spoke to the QAnon shaman and the Green Beret, and the QAnon shaman happened to be on the same ship as me, and I don't think that's a coincidence.
Okay,
you
know? Well, we need that narrative as well. I mean, you never told me about the shamans.
I didn't know until today, yesterday, Yeah,
we're having developments every single day. That's lovely. You know,
I mean, having to stand in court for those two guys that are both high profile with this January 6th thing, it's just really going to make the book juicy.
It is going to make the book juicy indeed. Shamans are talking about Michael Fontana. Prophets are talking about Michael Fontana. God is talking about Michael Fontana. Michael Fontana fucking everywhere, right?
Well, call me Michael Garston in the book. Don't use Michael Fontana. I want to use my grandpa's last name.
But if we have this conversation, then we can't use your grandfather's name because we have zero information about your grandfather. We spoke about it, right?
Oh, why can't I use his name?
I mean, because it's your book at the end of the day. Remember, first you came.
No, I want to use his last name, not Michael Garston. I don't want to use my father's last name. Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah, I don't want to use his. It just.
You're still not talking to your parents.
No, I don't think they deserve the status that my grandfather has. You know,
That's true.
They're
Do you think God is going to give you his blessings if you don't talk to your parents?
They don't talk to me. This is not anything I want to talk about here. You know, they don't talk to me, and
they don't talk to you because they're your parents. Maybe they're expecting you to talk to them. I don't know.
It's a long story. They're different. You know.
I'm all ears.
Yeah.
Please just enlighten me.
Well, I bought this house in 2015. They've never come to visit my house. They're not proud of seeing my house. They don't. All they do we don't think on the same wavelength. They're not in reality. They're literally not in reality.
I mean, something else. I do agree with that point. You're Michael Fontana. They're your parents, but you're technically semi-god or demi-god. Let's just say that.
I don't know. I don't want to call myself that. That's a bit much.
You get my point, right?
What?
You do get my point, what I'm trying to say, right?
Well, I'm in a good spot right now.
You're technically a prophet, but okay, let's just not say that yet.
They call me a prophet. I don't like to be that, but that's what they said.
By they, you mean who? Who are you referring to?
The other prophets are calling me a prophet.
The other prophets are calling you a prophet. Why?
Yeah, and they're. I don't know what there's kind of a conspiracy to cover me up, which I want to get to the bottom of. Like there's people that have been talking about me, but they won't allow me on their platform, which is weird. You see, as soon as I got on one person's platform, I'd be famous because they know other people and everybody would go, oh, you're talking to Snowden. So for some reason, I hear them talking about me. They say, oh, well, we got to keep it a secret. So something's going to come up where the video is going to pop up of what I did on the 6th of January. And they got some recording or whatever that's going to make the world cry. I don't know what it is, but, I was crying on the telephone talking about seeing my grandpa die in front of me when I saw the movie The Black Stallion.
Mm-hmm.
And I think whoever was listening on the telephone, it probably was a real gut wrencher and they make them cry. So they set something up, and I don't know what it is. They're trying to keep me a secret, and that's weird. And if the story about me doesn't get out before July 8th, I'm going to say on July 8th who I am, but maybe the story will get out before then, before July 8th.
Maybe.
We'll see.
Who knows?
It's a good possibility it will be because I think President Trump probably has something set up for July 4th. You know, this is probably going to be one of the most sensational July 4th we've ever had in our whole life.
But what do you mean?
It's a hell of a time to be alive, man. What?
Yeah. What do you mean by President Trump is going to have something set up. What exactly do you mean a set up?
That's what I'm feeling. I don't know for sure, but
There were a lot of things that you were feeling before, which, I mean, I hate to say it, but never happened.
What never happened?
I mean, you told me that I got double shots for COVID-19. I might end up gay, but I didn't.
That doesn't mean you're going to end up dead right away. It builds up. If you took a blood test, you would probably find out that it's causing clots. It's doing things to you that you don't know it's doing. Just because you're not dead doesn't mean it's not doing things you don't want it to be doing in your body.
Okay, I'll hold on to your prophecy. Okay, let's just wait and see.
I'm not saying not every single person's gonna die.
Yeah,
but that's not even what it was created to track you.
Right. But everything you say just come true because you are being called a prophet now, right? Other prophets are calling you a prophet. Michael Fontana or Michael Gustin.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't say you're going to die for sure or when you would die or what medical things that are happening in your body that you don't want to be happening. I mean, why you don't? The thing is, you don't know what was in the shot.
That's true. But anyways, as long as I've got your blessings, Michael, I might not die. I mean, not in the
I hope you don't die. I would clean it out regardless. You know.
Okay. That's fine. Okay. Anyways, let's just cut to the chase. Let's get back to the book. Now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe I could even, you know, scatter on the book the things that are in that shot that I told the president on the phone about the graphene oxide and the nanoparticles in it created to change your DNA so they could track you through your phone.
Yeah, they can track you through your phone. There's just some kind of 5G technology, Wi-Fi shit going on. I remember that we had a conversation over this.
I don't want to be part of that.
I know. I mean, you're completely on a different league. You're in a different realm. You're something else. You're against all of this. You know, using technology to exploit people, using mind games and deep state to exploit people. You're against that. So you're trying to exploit the exploiters, right? So what Michael Fontana.
I mean, I'm sure if your doctor told you the things that I know about this shot, you wouldn't have taken it.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way.
I know.
Nobody would have.
I've got a doctor now. I've got Michael Fontana. You know. So you probably do know a lot more than usual doctors, usual MDs, usual religious priests and stuff. So usual presidents as well. You know a lot of stuff. You know a whole lot of shit about a lot of stuff. So, you know, I'm amazed and I'm thankful and appreciative to have you on board, you know, talking to you. It's just not about the book. It's just me and you talking, as you know, having a friendly conversation. It's really enlightening, you know. I learn a lot through each conversation we have, even though I do understand.
Cool.
I'm sorry that we don't talk a lot because I'm busy, sometimes you're busy, but still we do communicate, we do have a conversation, so we, you know, we will keep the things.
You ever been to the Philippines?
No, I have not. I have been to Malaysia, but no, not the Philippines.
You got a girlfriend?
I do.
Okay. Well, if you didn't have a girlfriend, I would say I would bring you to the Philippines, and you definitely would have one.
Naughty boy.
Well, I got my wife and kids over there, but those Filipinos are great. And I was saying I would fly you out there, and you'd have a good time with ladies, you know.
Okay, one day, maybe one day. If
One day, one day we'll be friends after this. You know,
definitely will. So yeah,
it'll be cool.
It will be
this
cool.
Book's gonna take off. It'll take off, and your writing reputation will. You could say I wrote this guy's book. One day.
Then we scratch each other's back. That's fine. We bang a lot of ghosts.
Yeah, true that. So anyway, thanks for the little pep talk when do you think I'll be able to review the book?
I'll be sending you the drafts starting next week. It's not going to be a compiled draft. It's going to be chapter by chapter. So I'll probably be sending you chapter 2 or chapter 3 next week, and we'll review it together. And if we need some adding, subtracting, we'll do that. We'll revise it, and then we'll take it from there. We then move towards chapter 4. If it's chapter 3 that I send you, we'll start on chapter 4, and then we'll review it together. Then we start on chapter 5. And if there's a conversation, if there's something new that comes up and you need to have a conversation about it so that it can be included in a chapter or have another chapter in its own, we can have that as well. We'll have a phone call. You can have it with Sheldon or with me. You know, you'll just tell me everything. For example, this conference on July 10th, if you do talk to some person, if you do, get some context and you have valuable information, we can add that as well, So we'll take it from there, starting next week, though.
Yeah. Yes, okay.
Okay?
All right, then.
Sounds good?
All right.
Now, you take
right, bye-bye.
Care of yourself, man.
Oh, yeah, the part about what I did that day, I think I spoke with Lisa for about 45 minutes or an hour or so. Have you started writing that?
The Capitol Hill attack?
Yeah, when I stormed it with the guy that and got the evidence.
I actually am confused about the Capitol Hill chapter. I've got a lot of information about it, but I'm confused where to have it in the chapter. Do I need to have the Capitol Hill as chapter 2, or should it come later in the book? Because the only problem is, if I do add it at the start of the book, it's going to, give out everything, right? And if I do put it at the, let's say, middle of the book, it might just lose interest in the beginning. Get it? Get my point? So yeah,
I guess each chapter's gotta work into the next chapter, and then at the end of the book, oh wow, this is how the actual thing went,
The main point is about the Capitol Hill, right? How you attacked it, how you planned it, everything that disclosed and everything. So we need to we work it out. It's fine. Once we start writing about it, once we do, we can work on different chapters.
Yeah, I mean we're being considered we're fighting a war right now, an unconventional war that's never been fought before. So that's uncharted territory that I did that day.
Thinking about it, just having the idea to do and go about this is completely unique. Has never been done before. Probably would be never done. Ever. Actually.
Yeah.
No one would have the guts.
I had a spur of the moment to think fast.
Not every other person is a prophet now, is he? We will take it from there, okay? So starting next week, we'll have things aligned, okay?
Okay, all right, bye-bye.
Okay, man, take good care.
Yeah.
Okay.